When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Wednesday Wonders, science fiction and fantasy on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Welcome to Chronosphere Fiction. This is your pilot, Daniel French. Portlock fans, I know you've been waiting. And I promise you now that we have lots of episodes recorded and I'm editing them, so there won't be so much of a wait. Abel Reed, wearer of the circlet of the vine, is no more, and our party now carries that circlet. They now prepare to return to Portlock, leaving the village of Melomede behind. After gathering information with Melindor, what will be their next course of action? Let's find out. Welcome to Portlock. So when we left off, you guys had just realized that you had to find Gil. You're in the village of Melomede. And you went over to the warhouse, and he was in there with Freyla sewing. And you went and you got on the carriage for Gil to drive you back to Portlock. You got an axe that you found at Abel Reed's place.
Yes.
That is 3 feet long. It's got a handle that looks like a serpent wrapping around a tree or something. And then it's got a symbol up at the top where the double blade goes in each direction. And it's like a Celtic knot of serpent, and then the two ends of it are the heads facing each other. It's a two-headed snake. You got the circlet of the vines. Halsey has the circlet. So, Halsey, Egan, Brunar, and Willow get aboard the carriage. Gil starts driving on to Portlock. You have to go down that same road that, for a long way, stays kind of even with the river, not very far off of it. And you guys are going for, you know, about a half an hour. Gil stops the carriage and says, "What the fuck?" And Halsey's sitting next to him. You guys are all sitting inside. And he says, "Halsey, look at that." And then you hear him go, Halsey, the fuck? Guys, come out here.
I come outside. What do I see?
I mean,
come
out. I gotta remember.
All right, Gil. What do we see?
Okay, well, I'll point out the other thing in a minute. Mm-hmm. But look at Halsey. And Halsey is kind of slumped over to one side. He's not moving. His eyes are closed. And Gil says, "I just checked. He's breathing. He's not dead. It's like he's asleep.
I think he's just taking a nap. It's been a long time.
But I shook him and yelled at him, and he's still asleep."
Halsey is a very deep sleeper.
Okay. Well, in that case, look in front of the carriage.
I look. What the fuck?
And you guys are standing on the ground, so you don't see it quite as clearly as Gil does at the moment. But there's a depression in the ground in front of the carriage that would have probably been more of a bump than the bumps you've been hitting. And he says, "Step back and really look at it."
We do so.
And you notice it's a big footprint, like a really big footprint.
I use a nature check.
Well, it looks like a human foot stepped there. And it's about from heel to the end of the big toe. It's more than 3 feet.
Wow.
I look at Bruner, like, cousin.
I don't know what would have that kind of...
Unless it's something with enormously just huge feet. Whatever step there would be a man that would be probably over 12 feet tall.
Wow.
Is the stories about giants living nearby?
I don't remember. I mean, there had to be at one time, huh?
Yeah, I mean, like, the stories had to make sense at some point.
All right, well, we'll mention another thing to talk to Melindor about when we get, huh?
Uh-huh.
I lay hands on homie just in case he's hurt.
Okay, so on Halsey. So you heal him some damage if he has it. And your spell goes off, and you definitely feel that you did heal a wound of some sort.
It was his heart.
But he's,
it was his heart.
But he's still asleep. And you guys get back in the wagon?
I feel like, yeah. Get back as fast as possible.
Trade spots with Halsey. Good idea. So he's in the back.
You're going to put Halsey inside? You're going to ride shotgun?
Yeah, I'm going to ride shotgun.
Okay. Gilt takes off again. Boom, boom, over that little depression in the where the footprint is.
I'm still wearing Willow's spare clothes.
Yep. All your stuff is gone.
Yep. I've lost everything.
Oh, Lord. Did you get your instrument back? Nope. You did get your horse back. Yep. Oh, but that was a horse that belonged to the village.
Yeah, I didn't get my entertainers back, my glutar, my glowing shrooms, my trinket, my jewels that I stole.
Oh, you know, they got more of them glowing shrooms. Yeah. You know?
And my boom powder. So those things have some very flammable substances on them.
And you're riding over the roads and stuff, and Egan, you can see Portlock coming into view.
The beautiful
city.
And it
looks like a nice, bustly day. You know, you see people running around and some carriages going by here and there. And as you ride into town, there's this guy staring right at you on the side of the road. He's bald. He's wearing a blue robe with a design on it that the lines are like this electric green color.
Ugh, that's clashing
like
too much.
Like a neon green, and the robe is dark blue. And he has this thing on one of his eyes that is kind of like what we would call a monocle, only it sticks out a couple inches. Like part telescope, part monocle, and it's just like stuck there on his eye. And he's got his foot up on a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just looking at you as you go by, and he starts to smile really slow.
Me?
And he puts out his arm, and this Peregrine falcon lands on his arm.
Uh-huh.
And he shakes his head, he nods his head, and the carriage is already whipping by him now. And as it does, he turns around and starts walking away.
Can I roll a history?
Well.
Or do I recognize this man?
Sure, go ahead. Roll a little memory check for me.
That's a natural one, Chief.
Nice. You've forgotten.
Forgot.
Who am I?
In my mind, I'm like, God, those clothes are just clashing too much.
And Gil didn't even notice the guy.
Yeah.
Think anything of it. And then he went, oh, wait. That bird. You had a bird.
Yeah, but...
Remember that bird?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, remember that bird, that falcon?
That flew overhead?
That flew overhead when we were ditching the bodies.
That's him?
I don't know, man. It just, that was that bird looked a lot like the same bird. And he still keeps driving through the streets.
I was like, whatever.
I knock on the... I is there like a little window thing on the side of the cart, like in the back, like, you know, like with a limo kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. You can lean down and talk to the guys.
I lean down. I open it up. I'm like, hey, everybody, you know that bird that flew overhead when we were hiding a good friend who had the canoe?
Yes.
Found its owner.
Great.
Yeah, he walked away. Wore the weirdest clothes.
Oh, yeah, and the belt around his robe was a yellow sash.
He had a yellow sash, green lightning bolts, and a blue, very light blue toga, and it was really weird. He was bald, too.
Yeah, he was
like a mixture of Stone Cold Steve Austin and Freddie Mercury.
Oh, God. And then you go cruising.
Well, nothing we can do about it now.
Through Portlock, and you're pulling up to Melindor's place, and as the carriage rolls up, you notice next to the stairs, there's something laying there against the porch. Melindor. And as it comes more into view, you realize it's the canoe.
We've made mistakes.
It's the canoe. And there's a note on it.
Ah, Bruna, you have mail.
Like, pinned to it.
Let's be honest, you're the one who killed them.
I didn't want him to end the card.
I read the note.
It says, "No paddles, singer boy."
Fuck.
I think it's for you again.
Oh no, I forgot about the paddle.
Joe says, "No, I think they mean like you're up shit creek without a paddle."
Ian's eyes are just like, I've been robbed, left butt naked in the middle of a woods. I'm poor, and I'm cold wearing this, no offense, very cheap clothes. I'm done. And I go inside.
We're going to have to deal with this problem, aren't we?
Yeah.
Gan, why are you always shoveling shit for us?
If you remember, I was not the only one who brought them in.
You were the one who killed them all.
Turns as he's pulling Halsey out of the carton.
I go to help
carriage.
Him.
Yeah, and he's going to just like throw Halsey over his shoulder. And he says, you did like cast the spell that took them down.
I panicked. They had knives and they were on drugs, okay?
I think you're exaggerating a tad.
They had knives.
How do you know they were on drugs?
They were trying to sell us drugs. You know, high on their own supply.
Were they? Didn't seem like it.
I don't know, but I'm just going to assume they were. It makes me sleep at night.
Sure. And, okay, so Egan's already up the stairs going to the door. I guess Willow's right behind him. Then Gil's carrying Halsey, and Bruner helped with Halsey. So
I kind of want to go talk to Melindor with Bruner and talk about what we just did.
Yeah.
You go through the door. The first person you see is Lenny.
It's the thing.
And she's got these books open in front of her at that table where she's been studying at. Yep. And she's moving her hands around in the air and in like she's holding some kind of a globe. And in the middle of that is this like a hologram of a dragon that looks like really real. And it looks like it's flying around through the forest, and like she's making a little movie of this 3D holographic dragon between her hands, you know? And she hears you come in, and it all gets scrambled and pops away. And she's all,
oh, hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good. Which one was that one, Aragorn or Eldest?
I don't know. It was,
Oh, my God. Wow.
Jokes that only people know when they're born in 2000.
Nerd jokes.
That was a silly spell that I was learning. Melindor's got me learning spells.
That's good.
That's pretty cool.
By the way, you wouldn't happen to know who left the present outside, do you?
What present?
The canoe.
No, I haven't seen it. Been busy in here doing this.
Is Melindor in?
Of course he is. I'll pull the bell.
Can you hear the return bell? Melindor soon comes down the stairs.
Hey, Melindor.
You guys are back, you know. Looks at Egan. Nice outfit.
Thank you. I'm going for the rough and tumbled look.
So how'd it go, gentlemen and lady?
It went pretty well, I'd say.
We found the problem. We took care of it. I got robbed, left butt naked in the middle of the woods, and
Wait, you found the problem and took care of it. Does that mean that the plant creature is no more?
Yes, it was one of these. I'm going to go over to Hal, Halsey, and like go through his things and pull out the circlet.
You got the circlet?
Yeah. Hold it up.
Of course, Melindor puts his hand out. He wants to see
it. Yeah, I'll give it to Melindor.
He takes it from you and he's looking at it, holding it up and looking around, and he goes,
oh yeah, this is it. Says, come here, take a look at this. And he
points at the inside of it, right where the front of it would press against your forehead. And you see an insignia. What's the other word I used for it before? A crest of a tree with two griffins
one on each side.
So did you see any symbols like this when you were out there in Melomede? Anything kind of like it?
I'd take this battle axe and...
Oh, that's something different. All right, we'll talk about that in a minute. No, I'm sure you did, though. Who'd you meet?
We met this very rich hobbit. Oh, no, halfling.
Very rich hobbit halfling, yes. Exactly. Did you go to his house?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice place, huh? You see the crest?
No.
Looks a lot like this.
This is not our day.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I'm taking it this was around somebody's head and they had turned themselves into some kind of a plant monster. Wow.
It was the rich halfling's gardener.
Wow, that's interesting.
He really hated children.
Abel Reed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The axe now. And he sets the circlet down on the table next to Linnet.
Says, let me see that.
Show him the axe.
This is old. I mean, this thing is ancient. It doesn't look old. It's got some properties to it. It's more than just, this belonged to some like great warrior executioner of Set out in that evil desert on the other side of the wood.
And not even a hint of rust on it or wear.
No, there wouldn't be. No, this was made very special by a blacksmith priest.
Hmm.
I know all sorts of stories and fables and stuff that involve it, but I don't know if any of this shit's true.
And then you're all looking at the axe and you're looking at each other. And behind Millendor, you hear a book fall and hit the ground and a little bit of a squeal come out of Linnet.
What the fuck?
And
are you good?
She's laying on the ground as you all turn. She's like shaking, like she's having an epileptic fit or something.
Holy shit. I cast.
Where's the circlet?
And Melanor goes,
damn it. Why?
And she's got the circlet on her head.
Oh,
and
damn it.
It is glowing green, and her skin all around it is bubbling. And
I take it off
with it.
Try to rip it off.
I rip it off.
Who touched it? Who got there first? All right, Egan got there first. Your fingers start burning.
I still pull it. Like, I'm pulling it off.
You're pulling as hard as you can, and you start to just feel that your skin is fusing in with it, just skin is. And it's almost like you're melting into it.
Oh, shit.
And it hurts.
I get a knife. That's why am I always getting burned?
And as you're getting your knife out, her skin folds over it, and it just seems to kind of like burrow into her skull, under her skin.
Shit.
Like some kind of weird worm, and then it's just nice and cool and quiet, and she's quiet, and she's laying there just still with her eyes wide open, and she's breathing really slow.
Well,
did your curiosity?
What just happened?
I feel like your curiosity got the better of you in this one.
It had the Olimon crest on it. I figured some famous halfling heirloom.
Mm-mm. It's famous for murdering children.
Why would you put it on?
We were just talking about it like 5 seconds ago.
Melindor says,
all right, I wouldn't say that the circlet is famous for murdering children.
It is for me.
What happens with the person wearing the circlet has a lot to do with that actual person in the case of any of the circlets.
So it is... It's not the weapon, it's the user.
It is controllable, but it can take you over.
Hmm.
So I will see what can be done about removing a circlet with what studying I've been doing, and maybe I can find more. And in the meantime, I think you should practice, just get used to having it with you, Linnet. And I don't know. Try not to do too much with it, because we need to make sure that you're got your wits about you at all times.
That's a good call.
Okay, Melindor.
Jesus, Linnet.
Like, we've had a stressful week. Why?
Stressful week. It's only been 3 days.
I know. Exactly my point.
Well, and you'll be happy to know the four of you that you might be kind of babysitting Linnet on some of your adventures.
Great.
Because it's time for her to go out and have some fun.
That sounds like
I think you'll find her
a bad idea.
No, I think you'll find her of good use. She's learned some great spells.
Circlet powered, you know.
Well, that might make me rethink this.
Yeah.
The circlet was not part of the plan.
She has the magical growth in her.
Very well. Well, let's look at what you guys have in front of you at this point. You know about this catacomb place underneath the Lord's Manor.
Yep.
Yep.
That you were going to go back to at some point.
Yeah, those freaking thieves.
We have so much stuff we figured out.
You apparently, in the last days that you went and got this circlet that is now part of Linnet, found nothing about Sashama.
No, we did not.
And what's that jerk's name that the snake guy
Kondo?
Has? Kondo, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I have a feeling if you want to search out the origins of this axe, you're going to end up going to Kondo's hometown.
You think he's the executioner?
Well, I mean, those stories are from...
Legend.
Oh, yeah. A few hundred years ago.
Mortality is possible.
It was death. I'm going to get changed because I am done. I look like I'm a very interesting...
Hand warm.
No worries. I'll put it on your chair.
The chair's gone.
No chair's worries. Gone. I got rid of it.
No worries. I got two more for you. They're just coming in from a shipment. Election is growing. Willow.
Gil says, I'll go back to Olimon's yes. And I'll buy that one that was in that Abel guy's room and bring it here.
Yes. The one with the wheels. No.
You guys got anything else you want to tell me right now?
Do we?
Let me think.
Oh,
how did you get robbed, Egan?
I had a legendary battle with these dangerous, very dangerous group of 50 men, and I beat all of them but one. And that one had a frying pan and it knocked me out. And I woke up. Next thing I know, I was naked and robbed and have
nothing. You got hit with a frying pan.
A bunch of naked children robbed him.
Naked children, you say?
Yes.
I was looking for
poo babies.
Poo babies.
Poo babies.
Why do you call them poo babies?
They were, one of them was rolling around in a large pile of poop.
Wait, what? I've never been told this. You never told me again.
How big was this creature?
How big were they? Like
they were small.
They're like 2 feet tall, right?
Yeah.
They're about hobbit size.
Yeah, like 3 feet.
And then so how big was the poop?
It was huge.
It was really big.
It was a mess.
I really didn't want to think that little fingers covered in shit were
we also saw a really large footprint.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's safe to say that those two things go together.
I hadn't thought of it before, but you're right. Are there giants around?
There have been. Yeah. I can't say this is an area of the woods where there's never been a giant. There used to be a tribe of hill giants to the northeast of here, not far from Mellowmead, where you were.
I think we were in the vicinity of one.
Good thing we did not encounter it.
Indeed.
Yeah, I'm practically useless.
You were useless before.
Who used a move called, I think, Shatter?
Yes, and you've gotten us into a bigger pile of shit doing
that. Oh, yeah. What's the story with the canoe, guys?
Oh.
He murdered a bunch
of people. No, I did not.
Fine, I'll rephrase it. He protected us by killing a bunch of people without provocation.
No. They brought knives out and they were lunging at us.
Who were these people? How many?
Four of them. Red, yellow bandanas.
Yellow bandana guy.
Yes, we've encountered them before.
Yeah, they were trying to sell us drugs, and then when Halsey effed up and kind of...
It was Halsey's fault. We can...
The conversation went sour, and they got up off of their chairs and brought knives out and lunged at us. So I was like, touched one of them, and
I got to go back and listen. Did they pull knives out of you guys? I don't think they did.
I don't think they did. They were getting into the cart, and you're like,
no.
Thunder wave!
No.
And it hit everybody.
No. They were in the cart long enough for them to be like, get them, boys. And then we rolled initiative.
No one did anything. You're like, boom, and we're like,
I feel like mistakes were made.
Many mistakes were made.
We feel like mistakes were made.
Okay,
but,
well, you know, hey.
But we learned.
They're just a silly little mob of bandits. I think we can handle them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up with Halsey?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. He's not waking up.
We don't know.
When the carriage ran into the footprint. The giant footprint. Apparently at that moment, something happened out. And he's been out ever since.
Yeah, I shook him and tried to wake him up, and he's
I did.
Just sleeping and sleeping.
I feel something happened to him because I used my healing hands, and I felt like it was definitely received, but he didn't wake up.
So he had a wound somewhere.
Yes.
And Gil goes, whoa, wait a minute. I think whatever got him almost got me, too. And Gil has these shoulder pads that are made out of leather over his tunic that he usually wears all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
is there a dart sticking out?
He's pointing at it, and there's this like little needle sticking out of his shoulder pad.
I point that out. I was like, "That's the was that the same needle?"
Why are you saying the same needle over there, Egan? So you weren't hit by a pot, were you?
I'm going to get dressed. And it goes running up.
You know, we're trying to solve mysteries here. And if you don't tell the truth, you can lead all of us in the wrong direction.
Okay, fine. I got robbed by poo babies. Is that fine?
So did you get hit with some kind of a needle dart or something?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. I'm getting you a whole set of chairs tomorrow.
You pretty much slept for a long time and pretty much woke up on your own accord.
Yes, but naked.
Okay, so I can probably do something for Halsey to get him up sooner, but I don't think we have to worry about much of anything. When you healed him, you probably healed just the little wound where the needle went in his neck.
Right.
And so they could no longer see a needle because you pushed it out of there when you tested yourself.
That'll do it.
That makes sense. It's like an all-day journey, right?
Probably pretty much, yeah. Okay. It's the evening right? At least, because you guys left after you went to Olimon's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So it's pretty much.
Yeah, it's actually pretty late.
So, what should we do?
I'm done. Just go to bed. Need a nap.
Same thing with Ian. He's had enough for 1 month.
Do you even have extra clothes?
You assume that Ian never has spare flamboyant clothes?
I am assuming yes. I thought you were poor, so you only had one set of clothes.
Technically speaking, I am broke.
Yeah.
They took all my money.
Yeah, please. They did.
I'll give you the yo-yo.
They did. They took everything, dude.
I hope they get diapers so they can't be called poo babies
anymore. To be honest, you did split the party.
No, I was the responsible one and looked for more people who were gone missing.
You stayed behind in a forest that had just been cleared of a massive plant monster, and you assumed everything would be fine.
I didn't assume. I just decided to take action and look for more.
Do you regret your decision?
Never.
We got to get you a new
instrument. Glutar, yeah.
New glutar, yes.
Maybe a new instrument altogether. Maybe like
maybe flute.
A portable piano. Like a piano guitar.
Piano.
A glutar is not a problem. I happen to know where there's a really good one. Lord Valerian has it. I'm sure he'd sell it to us.
That's good. I'm broke.
We'll have to spot you.
Yes.
You should offer him like a playoff.
How dare you?
A competition.
A challenge.
A challenge.
I have nothing to fight him with.
I'm talking about a musical challenge.
It's like a dance-off, but with instruments.
The devil and the kid with the violins.
That's a mental dance-off.
What do you think we were talking about?
I thought you were like, pick your rapier and duel it.
No. No, you challenge him for the loot, you know.
Glutar.
The glutar. The glutar.
Right. Sure, I'll do that, I guess. Yeah.
I can spot you for it. You'll pay me back.
And I also need a rapier and a dagger.
Oh, you can have this dagger. I don't even know where I have it.
All
right. Gil, set him up. Get him some clothes, a rapier.
I have clothes.
All of his normal stuff.
That's right.
Do you have boom powder on you?
No, you're not going to get that back, I guess. Where'd you get the boom powder? You
remember from the cave?
Rat people.
That's right. Yes. Oh, speaking of which, I'm assuming
we can go get more boom powder.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But we have to go through the tree where Willy lives.
I feel like we should.
Well, there's got to be another way in there. That thing's got to go somewhere. That river that you were on. Well, I have a suspicion that when you were there, that you were on the way to possibly finding another one of the circlets.
Yeah, that makes sense because there were rat people.
Yeah, and then we heard about serpents.
Let's go back.
There's so many different paths we can take. We got the bandits. We got the rat people. We got
the people with the long fingers.
Now, yeah, those people. You went after Sashama.
Sashama, that's another one. Kondo. Yeah.
Kondo.
Oh,
the tunnels that he went into
where the
might be connected to the same bunch of tunnels.
So let's go to the Sashama.
They are pretty far apart, though.
Right.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to take Halsey and Linnet downstairs into my main lab and take a good look at both of them.
Good luck, Lennon.
Good idea.
Good luck.
We only hear screaming every 3 hours.
But I use the remainder of my healing hands to heal before going to bed. That way I'll have a full allotment again tomorrow and be fully healed. My quarters are very Spartan because I'm a paladin. I don't go for any of that glamour stuff.
My quarters is very glamour, like nice. A bard.
We're like opposites.
I don't go for that.
We should like get rooms together so that like
it's just I can complain.
This is like half is like empty and barren, and the other half's all shiny.
There's like tape in the middle of the floor. Like on your side, this is my side. You put your poster on that wall. I put mine on here.
Right, right. And my poster will be of a wall.
It is morning.
Gets his clothes on and all the stuff. Gets really like feels nice to finally have clothes on. As his open goes to his door.
Even's door is stuck.
You hear me chuckling from outside.
Willow.
Yeah?
Can I have some help?
What are you trying? What's wrong?
I can't open my door.
You tried pushing really hard.
Yes.
Wow, you're weak.
I don't know. It feels like something's blocking it. Can you check?
No, nothing's blocking it.
Insight.
While this is going on, Brunner gets up and steps into the hall, and you see what's going on there. Like, you see Willow sitting there chuckling. See the door being blocked by the chair. What'd you roll over there?
I rolled a two, and I have a +2 on insight. So I have a four.
And on the other side of you, Brunner, you hear Linnet humming and putting out. You can tell it's like the normal sounds that she made the last time you were there, and she was setting out breakfast for you guys.
Guys, food's gonna be ready. Let's get a roll on.
Okay, 1 second.
And then a little bit farther down the hall from Egan's door is the door where Halsey's room is, and it opens, and Halsey steps out and kind of stumbles around a little bit. He's still like hungover or dizzy or something. And he says, "Oh, hi guys, where are we?"
Home.
And Halsey says, "Oh, good." And he steps back in his room and he closes the door.
Before he does that, he's like, "Halsey, wait, can I have some help?"
Oh, yeah. Halsey says, "Well, I'll take the chair off his door.
Willow, we have shit to do. Can you please move your item away from the door?
Come on, try really hard to open it. Try."
Okay, he's going to roll a straight check. Basically, you just hear him struggling to push the door. Like,
I'm simply like going back and like run to the door. I'm just like whip the chair out. And just let you like fly through the door. Like, see, it was open the entire time. I
forget Fred Flintstone to me.
I go downstairs.
I go get food.
Linnet's got some nice lox and bagels and kind of stuff out and some delicious little pies that are, you know, that smell. She's made some kind of small pies where she got the meat from. I'm grabbing it.
Nice. Grease. I go to town.
Off.
Oh, yeah. I have a bard off to get to.
Bard off.
And so, yeah, you guys are having dinner and stuff. And Melindor comes out and he says,
"I was debating on whether or not Halsey's ready to go with you or not. So you're going to be taking Linnet. So you already know you're going to be keeping an eye on her."
Yeah.
Right, boys?
Well, how's she doing?
You know, she's a competent wizard.
That's good.
Yeah.
Much more than I thought she'd be by this time. I think you'll find her very helpful.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
I think I'm going to let Halsey go with you. He's a little out of it right now, but he'll be okay by midday or so.
All right.
We'll keep him in the back.
And
Gil's over. Excuse me. Hang on a second. Oh, good shit. Got the carriage ready. And, you know, there's your pack of good stuff there for you. All your clothes and things that you needed, Egan.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I also thought ahead of time, and I have this case of 12 Molotov cocktails.
All right. This could definitely come in handy.
Because I thought of where you're going. And, you know, there was, from what I remember you saying, slimy things down there.
Right? Yeah.
Egan looks at his hands, gets a faint burn feeling on his face. He's just like, "Willow, would you like to kick?"
Oh, yeah. Egan, where you touched the green stuff from when the circlet was going into Linnet's head, you have burn scars on your fingers.
Man.
And you can tell when you get that glutar and you go to play it.
Not going to be the same.
It's going to hurt.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah. So I'm going to have disadvantage on all spell checks and everything like that.
We'll see.
So this is not going to end well.
Might as well just pay him for it.
Yeah.
I say we split these up. Yeah. You take 6, I'll take 6.
That sounds good.
Yeah, keep the things
don't give Egan anything that explodes and burns. He can write a song called Great Bards of Fire. Gil's got his shoulder pads on, and he's walking in the door, and he says, "Whoop! Horse is ready. I'm packed up. Let's roll, boys."
All right.
All right.
Okay.
That's not my voice. All right.
And Lynette runs out the door, cuts in front of you guys. She's
excited
to go. She's excited.
I swear to God, she like dies in this mission.
Oh no.
It's gonna be so bad.
As she's getting in the carriage, she says, "Not only do I get to go with you on an adventure, but I'm gonna look Lord Valerian in the eye and smile really big."
Nice. Yeah,
just make sure his book is not next to him.
And the carriage starts moving. He takes you along that same road that you went across before where that big statue was of Nashul.
Oh, yeah.
And it's still there. Hasn't changed
a
bit.
Check that out a little bit.
But the church behind it looks like it's been going through some renovations. And all the decorations on the pyres and stuff, everything looks new. Mm. It's just like one of the most beautiful buildings in town now.
I feel like they're compensating for something.
We'll have to keep an eye on these guys.
Yeah.
Egan the Bard is Javier Velasquez. Willa Lagonde is Wyatt Spencer. Halsey Maliswell is Juan Dean Garcia. And Bruner Stormshield is Rodrigo Diaz. Please go to patreon.com/chronosphere and become a patron to help us continue this adventure. Or contribute directly on Venmo to @fishbonius, FISHBONIUS. As mentioned at the beginning of this episode, I have a lot recorded, so more episodes of Portlock will be coming a lot quicker. But we do need your help. Thank you, passengers, for flying the Chronosphere, and until next time, keep your cosmos clean.
Thank you for listening to Wednesday Wonders right here on the Mutual Audio Network. Please consider subscribing to other days of the Mutual feeds, including Monday Matinee for classic live and theatrical audio plays, Tuesday Terrors for horror audio drama, Thursday Thrillers for action, adventure, mystery, and crime drama, Friday Follies, our end-of-the-week comedy series, Saturday Story Circle for kids and families alike, and Sunday Showcase, bringing you the very newest in audio releases for the week from our United Artists of Audio, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.